4-player local co-op for free. For free, my friends.
Oh, man.
Welcome to episode 62 of Uncorked Gamers. We get your news as dirty as you want it.
Victory!
You can't see your hand. I don't know why you thought that would
Victory.
Come out. I'm your host, Dan.
And I am your other host, Jeff. And together we are
Uncorked Gamers. I mean, if you wanted to come up with an intro, you probably should have said it before we started.
Yeah, well. We wing it here, man. That's what we do, man. This is raw, dude. This ain't no pre-cut slice of beef.
Oh my god, dude.
Something happening there?
I think I got a message from I'll Be Danged.
No, you didn't.
I might have.
What's his name?
On my Facebook.
Is it I'll Be Danged?
No.
No, it can't be.
I got a message from somebody, and the message says, I'm not a hillbilly, though.
That's from the Facebook?
From the Facebook.
How did he know your name?
I don't know.
We might have mentioned it on the podcast.
I don't know who this person is.
Well, he says it's not a hillbilly. You sure it's on the Facebook and not on the non-Facebook?
Oh, yeah, dude. This has got to be him.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him?
Yeah.
I'll be dang. Facebook stalked me?
He was talking about being on my Facebook. And then he was telling me, I don't know what your name, though, on the Facebook. And then that conversation went somewhere else. So I didn't... So maybe he thinks you're me? I think he thinks you're me. Or maybe not.
Hey, so what's up, I'll be danged. I just found out about your Facebook request.
When did he send that?
Oh, geez.
Wait, did he send it to Uncorked Gamers or did he send it to you?
No, we don't have Facebook yet.
Oh, yeah, huh?
He sent that on the 11th.
11th? What? No way.
November 11th at 12:55 p.m.
I think that guy's stalking us, dude. That would be wonderful.
November 11th?
Yeah, wow. You know, before the Turkey Day, man.
No, I'm just curious as to why I didn't get that, like...
You did. You never go on Facebook.
No, I mean, like, I open up the app sometimes, but it didn't... I guess because it's a message request, and I don't open up the Messenger app, because that's a separate app.
Oh, I don't even have that downloaded, dude. I don't care about that.
Maybe you should download
it. The fact that they separated Messenger from the actual Facebook app means that I'm not going to get Messenger. Because it was fine the way it was, and then they just went and broke something.
Well, that's why you're not getting your messages from I'll Be Danged.
No, I am, because I go on my computer and look at Facebook. And he hasn't sent me a request, dude.
I'm sorry, are you upset now?
I am a little bit, yeah. Yeah, because I'm the one that watches him.
Yeah, after looking at the message...
You don't even watch his channel!
I followed him. Did I?
What was my statement?
Actually, I might not have followed him.
What was my statement? I said, you don't even watch his channel. I don't care if you follow him.
Oh.
You can follow him all you want.
You know why I don't watch him? Actually, I don't think I follow him.
I don't watch him because he's a hillbilly.
No. What?
What?
What? This is starting to sound a little racial there.
I'm a little miffed because he requested you and not me, man.
He didn't request me. He didn't let me finish.
He requested you on a message.
He sent me a message. He didn't send me a friend request. Not yet.
That's interesting.
But it'll happen soon.
What do you want from us? What do you want?
No, I've tried to watch him. But every time I search him up on Twitch, he's not streaming.
That's why you follow him.
But I haven't
watched him. And it will tell you. And it will tell you, oh, look, I'll be dang.
Follow somebody without watching them.
How often is your computer on?
Not very often at all.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't leave it on?
No, I only turn it on when I'm going to use it. And, I, you know, sometimes I'll use it a lot more than I am currently, but I'm just playing PlayStation 4 right now, dude.
Oh.
I want to watch Netflix.
But you really... I leave my computer on all day.
Yeah, I know you do. It's weird.
Why is that weird?
You never use it.
I use it. I use it to stream.
No, you don't.
No, I... Look, I gotta set up my stupid stream again.
Yeah, you do. Well, I mean, you have been a little bit.
No, but no, because I want all the extra stuff on there.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I can't do it with the PlayStation app. PlayStation app's stupid for streaming. And the other thing I don't like about it is that it pops up every time someone, like, comes to watch your channel. You get that little flash of, hey, somebody's here.
Yeah.
Or every time you get a message, hey, there's a message. And I get it. I understand the purpose of it.
You know, I actually
like that. But I don't like it. I don't like it.
As a spectator, I like that. Because it lets me watch it in full screen and not worry about the chat. And when I see that, I'm like, oh, somebody says something in chat. Let me go check that out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
I can see where if you were, like a big-time, like, A-list streamer.
It's an annoyance to me when I'm playing the game.
Yeah, I could see if you had, like, you know, like one of those people that had, like, 500 people in the chat and, like, they're all talking to each other.
Oh, dude, yeah, that would be just...
Yeah, that would be dumb.
But, like, me playing the game, it's really annoying for me to see that all the damn time. Like,
yeah, because you know that. We're not talking to you.
Yeah. What? Shut up.
You know, me and Draco are just talking to Cole.
Yeah, you guys were talking to Cole.
Yeah, me and Draco.
That's fine, whatever, I don't care.
That always happens in your chat. We just, like, everyone just has conversations. So,
yeah, well, it happens in a lot of chats, really.
I know, but really it happens in yours.
Yeah, that's fine. Nobody wants to talk to me. They just want to talk to my chat people.
You don't engage us fast enough.
You guys don't even talk!
You gotta wait, like, 15 seconds before you answer our questions.
Well, that's also true. You guys, the delay hasn't been that bad.
Yeah. Lately. Yeah, no, yours hasn't been, actually. Yours has been pretty good.
I don't know if that has something to do with the PlayStation 4 app, because that might... I don't know if that's faster.
Titan Day, actually, because, you know, it shows the notification.
Yeah.
So I sent a message, and it was still, like, 15, 20-second delay before his notification went up.
Okay.
That might have been compounded because of the delay of the stream.
Hey, let me see... show me Albie Dang's name.
Alright, well...
I'm gonna end up requesting that guy.
Hold on, let me find something for us to actually talk about for a bit. Okay. So,
He told me his name one time, and I don't remember what it was.
I closed that because of you. I hope you're happy.
You didn't have to close it. You could just open a new app.
You know, I instinctively closed it.
You have, like, a smartphone, dude. You know that,
you have
right?
Have to be smart to use it properly. So, okay, so some analysts took basically a poll of people shopping on Black Friday for video game consoles, looking at people's receipts to see what they're buying. I guess there was like a way for them to get access to that digitally.
Yeah.
As part of the polling process or something like that too. So like they got to see like I think it was like 300,000 people's receipts on Black Friday, and they said, well, basically the report is that PlayStation 4 essentially won Black Friday. Sold more than Xbox
One. Xbox said they had a pretty solid Black Friday, dude.
Well, I'm not saying they didn't have... Oh, 250,000 receipts. I'm sorry. And nobody said...
Where are these receipts coming from?
Captured on mobile devices during Thanksgiving night and into Black Friday.
Captured on mobile devices?
Yeah.
I mean, people taking pictures of the receipts? Reports. What? I don't understand.
I don't... Dude... It's InfoScout's research, dude.
I still don't get how that works.
Black Friday resulted in an 8% spike for interest in PlayStation among millennials. And it came at the cost of a significant portion of Xbox consumer mindshare. Meanwhile, middle-aged consumers were slightly more partial to Xbox, though interest in PlayStation did see a 3% spike during the holiday shopping weekend. And they had the blackdown, right? Breakdown.
Here's the blackdown on that.
I'm just saying Black Friday, dude. Too many times. Here's a breakdown on that. Millennials on average...
Now it's time for a breakdown.
On any average day, 40% PlayStation, 20% Nintendo, 39% Xbox. On Black Friday, 48% PlayStation, 19% Nintendo, 32% Xbox.
And what? Nintendo is ahead?
No. Of Xbox? 19%. 32% Xbox.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Please.
It's the order you said it in. That's what threw me off.
Middle age on an average day, 35% Xbox, 34% Nintendo, 30% PlayStation.
No way.
According to their results, their workings. On Black Friday for middle aged men, 37% Xbox, 30% Nintendo, 33% PlayStation.
Tell me that middle aged people don't like PlayStation?
Probably because of the kid thing. They're probably more doing it for kids and stuff like that. That's what I'm thinking.
That's interesting numbers. Yeah. Wasn't expecting that. Seems so close. At least for middle-aged people. Seems too close, man.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised by that too, but... you gotta take into account, there's probably people buying stuff for gifts and stuff like that, so either A, probably not as informed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting people's wish lists or something like that, or, you know, there's just like, some people when they get older kind of don't like the change, so they're like, I got an Xbox last time, I got an Xbox before that.
I mean, that's really what it is for me.
I'll just get the next Xbox.
You know what I mean? Like, I started out with a PlayStation because there was nothing else. There was PlayStation, there was Nintendo. That's it. And there was Sega, too. But I never...
Sega 32. No, not 32. Saturn.
Yeah. There was a 3. There's always been Nintendo and Sega. I mean, Atari tried with the Jaguar and
it was that Final Fantasy VII commercial that did it for you.
It was... I wanted Final Fantasy VII when it was announced on the...
Nintendo?
On a...
64.
No, not Nintendo 64, the Ultra 64. Right? Remember that?
No.
It was the Ultra 64, and then they had to change their name to Nintendo 64. But anyway, it was announced for the... I still have, like, some kind of poster or something. I have something printed that said Final Fantasy VII, and it had, like, a bunch of, like, wireframe stuff. With the Final Fantasy characters in there, like those ones are all
right,
like colored and stuff. And I said, you know,
it was like the tech demo,
and then like at the bottom, I said, you know, on Ultra 64, and I was like, dude, hell yeah, dude, I'm definitely buying an Ultra 64. Then the whole Nintendo thing, you know,
Philips CDI thing.
I don't know, man. I don't know what happened, but Nintendo decided, Square decided, you guys are cartridge. Sony's a you know, disc. Better on disc. Load times, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, but graphics.
So they went to PlayStation, and that's the reason I got a PlayStation. Was for Final Fantasy VII, because that game looked amazing before it came out.
Yeah.
It was such a good looking game. And I was like, oh my god, dude, this game is awesome. They played like cinematics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never seen no damn cinematics like that.
Well, it's because you weren't playing on Sega.
The CD? Sega CD, it wasn't the same.
Animated.
It was not the same. Anime, no, but it wasn't the same.
It's awesome.
It was not the same.
You can give me a good anime cinematic over most of the cinematics that were CG back then.
Final Fantasy VII was great. Anyway, it looks super amazing. That's the reason I bought PlayStation. Then from PlayStation, and on PlayStation, I got Star Ocean. I ended up getting the Crash Bandicoots. Yeah, those were fun. Those were really fun. It was like, it was my new Mario, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
And then from there, you know, like, I went on, I was like, I had PlayStation, and PlayStation 2, then Xbox came out.
Did you ever play Jumping Jack Flash?
Oh, I can't remember that one. I know, I've heard
of
it.
I think it might have even been the first PlayStation game, at least in the States. And it's all first person, all like horrible like 3D blocky textures and stuff like that. Like no real directions to what you're supposed to be doing.
No, I never played that. I'm thinking of the movie. That's why I'm thinking of the movie.
They had it at Sears. I might have gotten the name wrong a little bit, but it was like Jumping Flash something, at the very least. And you play like a little robot bunny, and you like go around collecting carrots and stuff like that. It's one of those games that, like, it's part of my childhood because of Sears demos. But,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And because of that.
I love the Sears demos, man. Yeah. I love those things, dude.
That's the only way I played Virtual Boy because I didn't know anybody that had
one. Yeah. Was it a Star Fox game that I played? No, it was Mario Tennis.
Mario Tennis, yeah. They either had Mario Tennis or Wario Land.
Yeah.
Wario Land 3, I think it was.
And the Sega CD game that I didn't know what it was. I don't remember what it was. But it was like I guess you're in a plane inside of a tunnel, and you're just inside tunnels.
Sewer Sharks.
Is that what it was?
It's the game that came free with Sega CD.
Okay, well, yeah, that's the game that I played for the CD version of Sega. I know. And I didn't understand what to do, because just kept going, and there was, like, nothing. There was just nothing.
Oh, but there is. There really, really is. But they don't tell you this. They don't tell you that Niner means up. Like, you want to hit up. Niner, go up. Otherwise, you crash in the tunnels. Because the robot guy's like, Niner. Like, Niner, six or Niner. And then you go, okay. Up, left, up. Right? But they don't tell you that. And that's the path you go, so you don't explode in the tunnels. Then you have to shoot all the little things to score points so you don't get fired.
Yeah, I couldn't, I don't know, I didn't know.
It came free with the Sega CD, so I had time to figure out how that game worked. But let me tell you, it took time. I did not
understand that game. Yeah, I did not understand the game whatsoever. And I played it for 15 minutes at a time.
Right, because there's some little kid waiting behind you.
Yeah, I mean, I would give him a chance, you know, I was a nice kid. Yeah, and plus the fact that I couldn't progress in the game also helped.
So. Yeah, I'll give you three games right now. That if you want to play Sega CD, are must plays. First game, obviously Lunar Silver Star. As far as my consideration, better than the PlayStation version on many accounts. Second game, Snatcher.
You've talked about Snatcher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've talked about
Snatcher. Hideo Kojima made this game. It's basically the closest you're going to get to playing the game that's like Blade Runner. I guess technically there was a Blade Runner game, but I haven't played it, but I swear Snatcher is more of a Blade Runner game than Blade Runner was. The game is a piece of art.
That's not possible. You can't say that.
I can say that. I've played Snatcher, dude. Snatcher is great. Pop Full Mail.
What?
Pop Full Mail. It's a 2D RPG.
I've never even heard of that name. Sounds like a weird name.
Yeah, people will say Sophie, and you know, it's like the big starship shooter in that franchise, which, you know, it's fun, it's good and stuff like that. And they'll say other games. Eternal Champions, if you wanted a fighting game.
Eternal Champions, yeah.
Sega CD was the version to get, because it had, like, everything. And, you know, there's just a lot of good games on Sega CD. People like to shoot down Sega's consoles and say they didn't have good games, but, like, they did.
Sega had good games. The Genesis had great games, dude.
Yeah, people always, like, poop on it. They always take, like, a big
old dump. Never had one. I only got to play Sega on a friend's house, dude, because I had my Nintendo. My parents weren't going to buy me a Sega when I had a Nintendo.
Yeah.
They're just like, am I supposed to buy you another, like, $200 console? Because $200 back then was a lot of money. It was a ton of money, dude.
Yeah.
And the games were, like, $60 even back then.
Yeah. And, like, remember somebody, I saw a clipping of an ad. And it was like a shot of Donkey Kong.
They're like $70, really. I think they were like $70, like some cartridges.
Yeah, and they had like three different like models of Nintendo, Super Nintendo. I mean, I think some of that came with bundled games or whatever. And it's like back when the game cost more than the console, and like one of the Nintendo bundles cost less than Donkey Kong.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, because there was, you know, like people could price their games however they wanted to back then, you
know? Oh, no, there's limits, dude. I never saw a game that went over $70. Never a game over $70. And that was, I mean, Nintendo games were like $70.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was new, though. I mean, Nintendo was new. Like, it was, I guess not too new because of the Atari, but.
Television.
It was still, yeah, like, it was, I think it was the, you know, the next biggest hit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was the next big hit. I mean, it did better than
the Sega.
It came out of the Atari void.
And but Sega had great games also, dude. And I played at my friend's house. I played all the time. I had fun with the Sega too. The Sega Saturn was died too young.
The Sega Saturn did die too young.
The 32X.
Oh no! No.
Yeah, they started doing all that crap, dude. I don't know how I felt about Sega, man.
The Sega CD was good. The 32X, it never worked. It worked for, like, one game, and then it would crash. And that's why that didn't take off anymore, because...
I think maybe that was the start of the death of Sega, dude.
No, PlayStation was the start of the death of Sega.
It was definitely... No, I think when the 32X, and, like... It was a peripheral, right?
Yeah,
it was a peripheral. It was, like, basically, you attach it to your Sega, dude, and the thing sucked.
Sega CD, too.
Huh? It was too, and you can have like both of them. You can have the 32X and the Sega CD connected to the same thing. And I saw that, dude. I was like, just Bink.
There's actually like a there's like an underground competition. It's like how many things can you connect to your Sega?
Would you say that the Sega CD though had like a lot of games that were great?
The thing is, I wouldn't say it had a lot of games, but it definitely had some of like the gems of gaming in there.
But they failed on a lot of part on a lot with the Sega CD as well.
I mean, they failed because they pushed FMVs at a point where FMVs just. It was nowhere near, but that was the big thing back then, though. You know, like
FMVs got really good during PlayStation, during Sony.
Yeah like
it they got like, really good, dude.
Near the end, yeah.
Even towards the beginning, they were kind of good.
And that's the thing, like full motion video.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did the beginning have full motion video?
They had the. No, wait. I know.
You know what full motion video means?
Yes. You're talking about the, where it looks like it's a recording, right? Like it was videotaped or something.
Yeah, because it was videotaped.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it was like, what the game, what the hell? I know they had some, dude. I know they did. I can't name one, but I know they did.
But, I mean, like, FMV didn't work back then. Like, people, there wasn't enough technology.
Did, they even had an arcade cabinets.
Yeah, but arcade cabinets were way more powerful than consoles back then. Yeah, like the old Western shooter thing. Yeah. But, and so a lot of people are like, oh, well, this isn't good. And it doesn't have good games because, like, you know, but if the further away you got from games that were trying to push FMV, the better games you got, you know? It's like, really? It's like the Vita. People say, like, oh, yeah, the Vita doesn't have any good games. It's a horrible handheld, whatever. But yet, everybody that actually owns Vita has 10 games that they bought. Not PlayStation freebies, like, straight out bought games for this thing, because it has a lot of good games, actually. But, you know, it's not in the mind share of people. I think that's Sega's bad rap. People forgot the greatness, and people just focus on the bad stuff. Because that's what became popular to talk about, you know?
Yeah. There was a... What was the one system that was really heavy on FMVs?
I guess it was really heavy.
No, there was another system, another one that did that just kind of came out and died.
The Jaguar?
Was it the Jaguar? It might have been even the Neo. I think the Neo Geo had a lot of those.
No, it wasn't the Neo Geo. That was the arcade cabinet for your house, which is also really cool, but super, super expensive.
I mean, even some of the games were even just really strange. There was like sex in some of those games. There's nudity in some of those games, dude.
Don't worry, they were all little blips and blops. You couldn't tell.
The graphics weren't that great, for sure, but... I don't know. They tried it. They tried it, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna knock it. They did try it. Did you hear about the PlayStation 4 and its processor?
They're opening up a new,
processor number 7?
Yeah. Or not a processor, not 7.
Seventh core on the CPU, so the devs can have more tools
which
to play
I guess
with.
wasn't being used until now.
I think it was being used by the operating system, but they managed to tool that down so that it's not using it as much. I think that's what it was. So this is not going to necessarily impact any games you currently have now, unless they release a patch to let it use that seventh core. But games going forward, you know, expect probably faster load times. I think it's probably going to be the big thing that this affects. Not that I know much about computers, so I could be wrong on that statement entirely. But, you know, maybe shinier graphics a little bit here and there. Probably nothing too crazy. It's just one core, you know?
Yeah.
But I would assume things like faster load times and stuff like that. Obviously, Microsoft did that earlier in the year. They opened up a large portion of their seventh core. So, again, I'll be curious to see if this causes more of a parity again, or a disparity of the way the games look between the different consoles.
You know what? There really isn't that big of a difference. I don't feel like it's a notable difference.
I mean, on some comparison footages I've seen, like, it's more noticeable than others. I think developers are getting better.
The thing that seems to be most different to me is the color palette. And that's it. Like... Graphics-wise, it seems, like, pretty much spot-on, dude.
Well, I've noticed the main difference to whether or not how fuzzy they make it look, you know? Or if they put, like, a fuzz filter on it or not. seems to be like the biggest difference I've noticed.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Or like draw distance, like how far like your character can see. And stuff like that.
I can control that on PC games. That's kind of cool. Even though I don't play too many of them. But there's like options for that stuff. Dude, there's options for everything on PC games, man. Yeah. It's so insane. And I have to turn every single one of them off.
And then turn off your computer when the game still don't run.
So basically, I'm just a character. And just running around with like, I can see 5 feet in front of me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It wasn't Deus Ex awesome? Yeah, especially that one scene where like the guy gets his head ripped off and blood comes out of him. We're like, oh, I play in wireframe mode. I don't see any of that.
I just saw numbers like in numbers. Like in the Matrix. All I saw was code, bro. That's what I meant.
So there's been a report that Nintendo's NX, they're going to be shipping 20 million units for 2016.
No. What? Well, the original shipments...
They're targeting 20 million.
They're supposed to be 20 million to come out during the second quarter of 2016, but they're not going to be able to acquire parts as easily as they thought, and now they're going to only be shipping out 12 million for the second quarter.
Yeah, 10 to 12 million, something like that.
So they're losing 8 million units on their first batch.
What a surprise.
Nintendo, why is that a surprise?
Not being able to meet demand. Huh. Some might say...
Hey, according to you, there is no demand.
Some might say that this is a marketing strategy that Nintendo's employed quite a few times in the past.
Has it worked all the time?
Yeah. Except for the Wii U, actually. It did not work for the Wii U.
I think because the Wii U was just a glorified Wii.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only reason why the, I think it didn't do as great. But, yeah, I mean, whatever. If it works, it works. Even if it is, even if it is a marketing strategy, dude, like, I don't care. They're gonna sell to their loyals no matter what, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Are you?
Yeah, well,
I thought the Stockholm
it's changing stuff. Like stuff is changing, and I'm not liking it.
I remember I think I was talking to I forget who it was. I want to say Titanidae. That's who I want to say. I was talking to. Titanidae. Is that what you said?
I don't know, dude. Yeah, we got a debate about this. I can't remember.
It's Titan. I was talking to Titan.
Titan. Yeah, let's just go ahead and say Titan.
I think it was him. I'm not entirely sure, so I'm sorry if it wasn't you, Titan. But I was talking to him about like Nintendo stuff like that, and like he mentioned like he felt like the his Stockholm syndrome was finally wearing off, and I was like, ha, that is kind of what it's like for people with Nintendo. It's a bit of a Stockholm syndrome.
You're crazy, dude. Nintendo makes good games. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
How many games you buy for your Wii U?
Don't you worry about that, man. I bought Bayonetta 2. I bought Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
Okay.
I bought
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart 8.
Smash Bros.
I want to get Smash Bros, but I haven't had a chance to get them. I haven't had money because Nintendo doesn't drop prices. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they don't drop prices
on anything.
And guess what? People still buy it. So there. Anyway.
Well, yeah, because it's still cheaper than everything else on the market.
No, they're not, dude. They're full price games, dude.
Of the games, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm talking about the console.
No, they drop prices on consoles. They do drop prices on consoles. They just don't drop prices on games.
They only drop prices
until on like after like 3 years when it becomes like a
game of the year
million seller or whatever. Well, it used to be million seller back then, but now it's more than that because the million isn't really all that much anymore at this point.
Yeah.
But they have what else did I get?
Yeah, what else did you get?
Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, was that...
Was that four games?
Oh, and I wanted to get Pikmin.
You haven't gotten
it either. I didn't get Pikmin either, yeah.
So that was like four games?
I'm probably still going to buy Pikmin 3.
Oh, you have one of the Just Dances, right? Or is that for the Wii?
Well, it's for both.
But it was a Wii game. Got it. So how many games have you bought for your PlayStation 4? So I'm curious. I want to see this
crap. Bought...
Yeah, let's say you bought. Games you really wanted, you couldn't wait for it to go on PlayStation Plus.
Okay.
The timer's on, man.
All right, I have Destiny. Right. I have Binding of Isaac. No, that was actually free, but I did buy Binding of Isaac. It wasn't on PlayStation, because it wasn't on PlayStation.
Right. So we're going to count.
I would have bought it. I would have bought it.
You would have bought it, yeah. Okay. But you would buy Pikmin and blah, blah, blah. I didn't count those.
Okay. So, Destiny, okay? Oh, my God. Bloodborne? What is it? Huh?
You bought Bloodborne.
I bought Bloodborne. I bought... what is the name of that game where you hack everything?
Fallout 4.
No. You don't hack things in Fallout 4.
Yes, you do.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, well... The other game where you hack everything, all the electronic stuff, you have the phone, and your
phone. Oh, Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs, dude, thank you. I still need to finish that, by the way.
Huh.
I
didn't even know you had that.
What else did I buy? I can't remember, because I only play like two games.
That you've bought. You play more than two games. No, actually, you do only play two games.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I play Binding of Isaac and And Bloodborne now. No, the Destiny stopped. It's a lot of Binding of Isaac.
A lot of Binding of Isaac.
A lot.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I have more. Yeah, I have more. Well, I do have more PlayStation 4 games. I can't remember which ones they are.
I know you've bought more PlayStation.
Yeah, I have. I can't remember what they are, though, because I only play two of them.
Yeah.
I got, the indie game with the guns, or you customize the guns and stuff.
Oh, Mercenary Kings?
Mercenary Kings. I bought that. Yeah,
yeah,
I bought that.
Yeah, it's a good game.
You got it for free, but I ended up buying it.
Oh, yeah, because you never go on, you didn't go on your PlayStation.
Yeah, back then, yeah. Well, I didn't get the PlayStation 4 stuff because I didn't have a PlayStation 4.
How many times did I tell you I don't care?
I know, but I was like, I can't even play the games. And then I ended up doing that. You finally convinced me to do it.
I just want, PSA for our listeners. If you don't know, you have PlayStation Plus and you only have one PlayStation system, just get all the free games. Because as soon as you pick up one of those other ones, all those free games are still yours.
Yeah.
All of them.
I didn't care, but I wish I would have cared. I wish I would have cared. I don't have so many more games.
You would have had so many more games. So many more.
Oh my God!
What else did I buy? Your PS4 games and your Wii U games are about even, as far as you can remember.
But, yeah, I know I've bought more than that. I've bought more games than that.
But I mean, let's look at that. Look at that. They're about even. 1 year PS4. 3-4 years the Wii U.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Has it really been that long?
Well, the funny thing is, it hasn't been a full 5 years. And they're already coming out of the new console.
Well, I mean, like I said, this one's just a upgrade of the Wii.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't consider the Wii U a new console, because it really isn't. And they just upped the graphics on it.
I mean, a
little more processor power, but it wasn't a big enough difference. Yeah, they did, because certain games will only work on the system. I mean, you can't play Mario Kart on the Wii. You know what I mean? You can't play, Pikmin... No, Pikmin 3 was on the Wii, right?
That was on the Wii U.
Was it the Wii U? It might have been the Wii U. Oh, it was a Wii U.
Yeah.
So
Wii can't handle the type of graphical fidelity.
No, it can. It can't. It really can't. I mean, it's the truth. But I think the factor here is that which system do I play the most?
PS4.
No, PS4. I played more PlayStation 3 than Wii U, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. But that's not to say I don't like the Wii U in the games that I have. I just, I don't know.
Was it worth 300, or would you get it at 350? 250?
No, 300. I think it was 300.
You got it at 300?
Yeah.
Was it, would you say the 300?
Because I got the large... the large capacity one.
Would you say the 300 was worth the four games you bought for it?
Yes. Yes. Because I'm buying more games for it.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting more games for it. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'm talking about Christmas time.
Speaking of Christmas
Pikmin 3 is on my wish list.
I got your Christmas present, Jeff.
What?
Yep. Nothing crazy. Yeah, I was in the store one day, and I saw something, and I was like, that would, blow Jeff's socks off if he got that. And so I picked it up. Something, you know, nothing. I didn't spend like $8,000 on you or anything like that. You know, nothing crazy.
But you spent at least $100, right?
No.
Oh.
Dude, I can't even spend $100 on myself.
Would you spend at least $50?
No.
You don't love me.
Oh, you won't say that once you open it.
Yeah.
And we'll do that opening live on the podcast.
Either. Will we?
Yeah, we'll do it. Either, we'll do it before Christmas if it's too far
when's
apart.
The, yeah, when's the 25th?
You know, let me pull it
or
up.
Or really the 24th, I guess.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that Mexican Christmas.
Well, yeah, we don't do white Christmases soon.
So, unfortunately, Christmas would be after our podcast for that week.
So we can do it on Tuesday, whatever.
Yeah, we can do it on Tuesday. We'll do it Tuesday. A little secret Santa between you and me. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine.
If you don't get me anything, I guess you don't
I
get
can
me.
Get you something. Man. I've been thinking about getting people stuff. Now, like you said, it's not going to be anything big.
Yeah, I'll tell you how much I spent on it.
No.
You want to know?
No, I don't really. I don't want to know. I don't like that. I don't like it.
Okay. I just don't want you to get something like super crazy, more expensive.
You
want
to tell the audience? You can tell the audience. I'm not going to listen to the podcast. I never listen to the podcast.
No, I mean, like, they'll know when you open it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The, there's a couple people at work I want to give, some presents, but their presents are probably going to be candy.
Mm.
Because, one is Emily. I changed her tire today, by the way.
You're using fake names, I understand, to hide people's.
No.
I didn't.
Okay. Emily's Emily.
Emily's Emily.
Emily's Emily, dude. Emily's, like, super cool, dude. She's, like, the coolest production manager.
Oh, and position. So now we know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
We just have to go find your warehouse.
She's super cool, dude. She's super cool. And I changed her tire today. I'm going to get her something. Nothing big. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. I'm going to get her a Snickers bar.
Mm.
She loves Snickers. So I'm going to get her that. It's like $1. Dude, but she'll be happy about it, though.
Yeah, you know, I swear, she gets a present. You got to go for king size, man.
Kinks? That's like $2, dude.
I don't like her that much. I don't need her getting up on her high horses.
But she's just, she's enjoyable to be around. You know, she's very down to earth. And, you know, she's just a good person all around. And I enjoy her company. And I enjoy working with her. So she gets a present from me.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Other people, not so much. But, yeah, dude. Oh, speaking of Christmas, though, PlayStation is making major cuts on games.
Really?
They're going to do 12 Days of Christmas. 12 Days of something. 12 Days of... What the hell do they call it? I forget what they call it. 12 Deals of Christmas. Sorry. That's what it was. Metal Gear Solid is on the number one, so you can get that Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, which is today for us recording and
today for us recording for us and releasing
and releasing yeah
and
so that's gonna be the first. I don't think they announced what the or I don't think they are announcing what the games are gonna be, so you're just gonna have to check every 48 hours. So every 2 days they're gonna change the game. So if you want Metal Gear Solid for a discounted price, now's the time to do it on PlayStation 4.
Metal Gear Solid 5? Yeah.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5, yeah. Phantom Pain.
That's cool. I know it went on sale during over the holiday weekend. You were able to pick it up for like $30 or something like that.
Yeah,
dude, I know. I was seeing these games, dude. The Order 1886 was $10. I almost bought it. Wolfenstein.
Really?
Wolfenstein, the New Blood one, it was $9 and the expansion was $10.
$20 game with the DLC?
Yeah.
Not bad.
And, you know, this game got good reviews and stuff like that. I was looking at these games like, man, I wish I wasn't broke right now.
Did they bring back the Nazi thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's there, right? It's still a prominent thing in the game, right?
Yeah.
Good.
There's the only villains in the Wolfenstein.
Okay. Because I heard there was a lot of backlash because of it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's always Nazis in Wolfenstein.
There was some kind of backlash with one of the games. From, you know, angry moms again.
Angry moms. Moms against fun.
Oh, speaking of that, dude. Dead or Alive.
Oh, Exchange 3?
Yeah, dude. Like, they're only shipping to...
Asia?
To Asia and Japan. Well, I mean, Japan is in Asia.
Yeah.
But they specifically
market.
Said Japan and Asia. Because they fear of they're fearing backlash from from all these feminists, man, all over the world. Dude. Yeah. And I guess Asia doesn't have feminists, I guess. I don't know.
I think you're just more subversive about their outcries. I don't know, dude.
I think they're still very heavy into the culture.
I love
and they don't have these rebels as you would.
Yeah. You know? I love the comment that was made too. It's like, you know, Dead Alive 3 is a lot of fun, but we don't want to release it where people are going to be sensitive to, like, the material and how we portray our girls or whatever, you know, misquoting.
I.e. boobies.
Misquoting and stuff like that. And I'm just like, it's just so funny. Like, okay, so you know it's offensive, so you're not going to release it where people think it's offensive. But that's all you really care about. It wasn't like we feel bad about making this game. It's like, no, we just don't want to offend you because you're going to find this game offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But they love it over there.
I mean, the games don't do well here in the States. Not a lot of people actually buy them.
Because they've never released them, dude.
Yeah, they had it on Xbox and they had a second one on PS3, I think.
They have so many games like that over there. And they don't release any of them over here.
Yeah, because they don't actually do that well over here.
I don't know. Maybe the Vita. There's a lot of teenage boys over here, dude.
I think, you know, you're seeing more dating sims and stuff on Steam and, like, stuff like that. The Vita has a bunch of ecchi games.
I think it comes back to the mom thing, I think, because, you know, it's going to be a lot of kids buying these games. Teenagers, I would say, mostly. Because, I don't know, I just feel like adult gamers, like, the older gamers are just like, eh, whatever, dude.
I'm saying, if you're a mom and you bought your kid, like, Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball, like, all the covers have girls in bikinis playing volleyball. Like, I'm pretty sure.
How else would you play beach volleyball if you're a girl?
Come on. Tank tops? Hello.
Have you ever been to the beach to watch volleyball games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wear tank tops.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't watch those games.
Sports bras and tank tops.
Yeah, I don't watch those games. I watch the other ones where the girls are wearing the bikinis. I love that event.
Hey, where you at, man? Like, oh, I'm watching the volleyball game. No, I'm at the volleyball game. Like, I'm watching it. You're not here. No, I'm watching the other one. Which one are you... Dude, it's not a volleyball game. It's just people running in their bikinis. Yeah. Ball goes up. Ball comes down. There's no ball.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's spherical objects, man. You're not denying it.
No, I've been to the beach and looked at the girls, man. I mean, they're there, dude. They're there, and they wear bikinis, and they look beautiful.
Would you say they do it so that you to get you to watch?
I would say some of them, yeah.
You pig.
They know they want they want people to watch them. They know.
You chauvinist.
They know what they're showing.
They do it because it makes them feel good. Not for your entertainment, man.
Yeah, it makes them feel good when people are watching them, too.
Oh, speaking of which,
people are going to hate me.
I heard a story about this. Yeah, people are going to hate you. Apparently, there's this porn star called something Deej. D-E-E-J is his last name.
You mean Dean?
Oh, yeah, Dean. That's what it was, Dean. You heard about this.
Yeah, dude. No. What? Porn star? What?
Apparently, one of his porn star girlfriends is saying that he like raped her. Now a bunch of people are
during
like,
a scene.
No, like at home.
No, it was during a scene. Oh no! The other one said it was during.
The
scene.
Yeah, the other one said it during the scene. Like he was very aggressive or something like that.
Yeah, as soon as the first girl came out, then a couple other girls came out.
And it was like, just straight up like.
Raped her. Yeah.
Yeah, raped her.
And then the one of the and one of the girls
he's an outspoken feminist. He has an image in the world of being a feminist. And now all this stuff is coming out.
So the one of the girls that was that came out afterwards said that they were having sex and she was telling the guy no, and she ended up using her safe word, and the guy just wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
And like you know that. At that point, you know, they make safe words for a reason, you know what I mean? You say the safe word, you stop. It's you don't want it, you know what I mean? It's basically rape, yeah. It's rape. Yeah, it is rape.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Even though you're in the act, if you decide no and that guy's like, no, hell no, dude, I'm gonna keep going, that's rape. And that's what it is.
Apparently there's one girl that he told this girl to like smell his wobbles.
Yeah.
And she said no.
Why is that funny to me?
I don't know, because you know the whole story, and you're a horrible person.
Sniff these things, huh?
I don't think he sounds like that, but that would probably make it funnier. But actually, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah, what because happened? They forced her, like, face in there, dude.
No, that's not what happened.
What happened?
He smacked her to the ground, climbed on top of her, pinned her legs down with his knees, and then smacked...
I thought it was the arms.
Yeah, it was pinned her arms down with his knees.
See, I know the story.
And then raised his hand up, and just smacked her across the face 6 times, and then got up.
He didn't put him in the face? No?
He's literally, he basically like, showed dominance.
Yeah, you know, she's into S&M. That's what he thought.
Can't believe he's offending this guy.
He's a feminist, dude. Come on. He wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do
it. I know Dean. I know him.
It makes you wonder about Ryan Gosling, don't it? Why do I have this, like...
Why Gosling?
I don't know. I just have this vendetta about Gosling for some reason.
What did he do?
I don't know. I even like some of the movies he's been in.
So what did he do? There must have been something that he did for you to say that.
I think I just don't trust him. I think there's like just something like...
Is it because he's cute?
Something about the way he talks. He's cute? Or the way he looks at things.
Guys are cute.
In his interviews, I'm like, something not right about that guy.
I think that guy's a rapist.
I don't know. He has a bit of a creep vibe to me.
I don't see it.
No, it's because you keep looking at his eyes.
He has beautiful eyes, man. If he were a woman, let me tell you. No, let me not tell you. Actually,
let me tell you. Pinning somebody to the ground with my knees.
I would pin that guy to the ground and slap him in the face 6 times.
Again, not a funny thing.
No, it really isn't. It really isn't. Yeah. But, I don't know. Why did you mention that?
Because you were talking about something.
I wasn't talking about porn stars about, like, and rape.
Feminist or something like that? Scrub the tape.
Oh, the feminists, yeah. Because we have a lot of feminists over here, and they don't have a lot of feminists over here.
Oh, yeah, it was Dead Alive 3 thing, yeah.
Yeah.
The tangents we go on for your entertainment.
Where has this podcast gone, man?
December 17th to 20th?
Oh, it's back. Podcast is back.
No.
What? No?
Street Fighter V beta, dude.
No. Yeah, the podcast is back, yeah. We're talking about video games, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're talking about video games.
That's what I meant, yeah.
You gonna play this one? You gonna play this time?
Yeah, I'm gonna play this time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I have time now. Because
that's Christmas break.
I don't care. Yeah, it's gonna be on the whole weekend.
Your family's not gonna be like...
I mean, it's on the whole weekend.
Daddy, play with me. Don't play in the PlayStation. I want to go to the park.
Look, they're not going to want to go to the park 24 hours a day. So I'm going to have time.
Daddy, it's Christmas time.
Wait, when's Christmas?
The 25th.
No, I mean, that's not what I meant. Damn it, what day? I forgot what day it was. You said what day it was.
It's a Thursday.
Christmas Day is a Thursday, or... Christmas Eve is a Thursday.
I'll double check again, but yeah, Christmas Day is a Friday.
Oh, that's awesome. Because we're going to get Friday off. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then New Year's is the same. That means that, no, because New Year's Day is... Yeah, New Year's Day is going to be the... No, Friday is going to be the first. Yeah. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because I have to go to work.
You're going to have to go to work on New Year's Day.
Well, it's a Thursday thing. Thursday night thing.
Yeah, but I mean...
Oh, yeah, but probably. We don't get that as a holiday, no.
People usually get the day as a holiday, not the
Yeah,
eve.
We don't get it.
That's weird.
We don't get... I don't think we get New Year's. We get Christmas and Thanksgiving. And that's pretty much it. No, 4th of July.
Yeah. So, Video Game Awards are happening this Thursday. Usually you'll see one or two good announcements that get revealed there, so keep an eye on that. I have no idea where to watch it. It's like a Spike thing. They renamed it or something like that. I don't remember.
I'm sure it's like live streaming now. Everything's
live streaming.
Live, yeah.
Keep your eye open for that. But you know what's going to happen this Saturday and this Sunday?
No.
Really? You're my ride.
Yeah, we're going to PlayStation Experience this weekend.
PlayStation Experience. It's happening this weekend. So that next show, dude, you guys, just wait. We're going to be talking all about PlayStation Experience and Capcom Cup. I'm not even sure if we'll be able to fit it into a normal episode.
No, we probably won't, dude, because we never do whenever there's a show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the keynote address is going to be on the 5th at 10 a.m., so make sure you watch that. It's going to be streamed live on, you know, you can watch on
IGN, PlayStation Twitch. Yeah, pretty much anywhere you can get it streaming.
So there's going to be a bunch of announcements there. Yeah.
Well, PlayStation VR panel is officially happening. It's going to happen at 2 p.m. December 5th. Of course, it's Pacific time because it's happening in San Francisco. They'll be talking about the future of PlayStation VR. Talking about the games coming out, Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, Final Fantasy 14 Online, dude. MMO VR, that's all you need to sell a VR headset, dude. I'm telling you.
That's the book we read. That is definitely the book we read.
Yeah, but it's like, it's been in the zeitgeist for like much longer than that book's been out, dude.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that's what it is,
dude. Like since the Sega Saturn and the PlayStation out, you know, people have thought to themselves, "Man, I wish there was like a virtual reality system where I could be in the game."
There's also going to be a lot of playable games that aren't out yet.
A lot of indie developers are going to be there.
Yeah, there's going to be tons of people there, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be packed.
Some of the games that we'll be able to play are King of Fighter 14.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be playable. Uncharted 4 multiplayer is gonna be playable. I don't think the actual game. I heard it was only the.
They'll probably show more of the game.
Though. Yeah, for sure. And the multiplayer is the one that's gonna be playable, apparently, not the actual gameplay of it.
Capcom's gonna have a Resident Evil.
Relations?
No, the competitive shooter one. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. The one that's like squad based, like 6v6, something like that.
They talked about that during
during their Gamescom or something. No, not Gamescom. Tokyo Game Show, I think.
Was it Tokyo Game Show? I can't remember which one it was.
Anyway, it's their PvP multiplayer Resident Evil game is coming out. They're gonna have a 16v16 or 6v6 deathmatch tournament.
Oh, they're having a tournament there.
Yeah, that's cool. A little tournament there, and they're going to have a Street Fighter 5 tournament there.
No, but yeah, they're, I mean,
that's not part of Capcom Cup though.
Well, it's always been they do that at Capcom Cup though. They've done that.
Yeah, but I mean, like this.
They during the major qualifiers and stuff. They've done it where they play. You know,
like, but this is something specifically for their booth.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's for the people.
Yeah.
Is it for the people? Just the regular people?
I think
it's
for the people. I think it's going to be like a sign-up kind of competition or something like that.
Yes. Maybe people bought a, you know, VIP ticket or something.
Oh, they're also going to be selling their fight stick. The Mad Cats fight stick.
I know.
For $20 off.
They sell so much stuff there, dude. There's so much stuff.
I know. And I'm flat broke. And I'm very sad that I'm flat broke. I'm not going to get paid till after the weekend.
Put it on credit.
I might have to, dude. I might have to. There's gonna be so much stuff there, dude. There's gonna be. Oh man, there's so much merch.
I'm gonna get myself one of them bead necklaces, and hopefully, I want to get a bison one.
You gonna lift your shirt for it?
Yeah. So I want to get because I wanted to get one of those for a while, and I just haven't done it. So I'm going to end up doing that. And they usually, the people who are there that are doing it, because they're doing it there. I mean, they have some pre-made stuff, but you can ask them for a design. And they have, they take orders like the day before to make them the next day. I mean, they're still doing them, but yeah, they have like a time where they're like, okay, that's it. That's cutoff time, right?
Right.
And then that's the time that they take to just complete everything that people ask for. And I want a bison one, like, really bad.
Yeah, buy it up. Spend that money.
They're not that bad. Yeah. They're, like, $10 or something like that if you get, like, a smaller one. It's not that bad.
Yeah, that's true.
They're also more likely going to talk about the new God of War that's coming out. There's going to be a new God of War.
Oh, yeah, this reminds me. Studio Santa Monica teased a new game that they're going to be revealing soon.
And new IP, right?
All they've shown is like a white, like kind of like a ballet slipper type of thing, like tapping or like possibly walking, but all you see is like the single frame animation of like it like touching the floor and then it goes back. And
I haven't seen that yet.
That's all anybody knows about.
From my understanding, they haven't even shown anything.
Yeah, it's just a small little animation that like doesn't really tell you much of anything. Yeah.
There's also Dark Souls 3 is also going to be playable there.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to be so busy. Yeah. We probably won't even get a chance to play it, dude.
If we stand in line long enough.
There's going to be too many things we have to talk about.
There's so many stuff.
We don't get no special like pre-release press like invitation.
So, yeah, and I don't think we're going to... I mean, as much as I want to watch the whole Capcom Cup, that's not going to happen, probably.
Really?
I'm not going to spend all Sunday in there, dude. There's going to be too much stuff.
Yeah, you would have to spend all Sunday. Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that.
It's 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go in for finals, you know, for maybe like the last,
Let's think about this, though, dude. There's 32 players.
Yeah.
These include the likes of Daigoro, Momochi, Infiltration.
You call him Daigoro?
I did. Yeah, it's stuck in my head for some reason. I can't shake out that R.
It's like Diego, except Japanese. Daigo. Yeah.
Daigo. But it's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, cause I know I say it wrong every time I say it.
Infiltration.
Yeah, Infiltration.
Oh my god, Infiltration has so many points.
Is it Snake Eyes? Snake Eyes gonna be there?
I don't know about Snake Eyes.
What about Gamer B?
Gamer B's gonna be there.
PR Rog.
Shien's gonna be there. PR Rog. PR Rog was strangely not doing so well when it came back. So I don't know if he has enough points, because I don't think he won a major, and so he doesn't he had to go in through points, and I don't think he accumulated enough points.
And all I'm saying is that 32,
I know they're all going to be big names.
And you're going to miss a match where you might watch Infiltration get eliminated before he even gets to the top 8.
I'd have to be there all day though, dude, and not spend. You think we're really going to like see everything in one day? Do you really believe that?
I mean, I'm not saying we'll play.
Well, we might not even want to watch everything,
actually. Yeah, we might not want to watch everything. I'm not saying we'll play everything.
No, but they're going to have booths. They're going to talk about stuff. They're going to have information on everything.
The panels.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot.
And you're going to ask questions. You can ask the people questions about anything.
I got to do VR. That's my one thing. I have to do VR. I have to try it. I have to see what it's like.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because I'm dropping like $500 on this thing that comes out.
Yeah, dude, VR.
Yeah.
VR's VR, man.
From all I've heard about people talking about this stuff since it's been, like, since the Oculus, and how, like, impressed everybody's been with how, like, much, it's here. It's happening.
Yeah. Next year, that's it.
Yep. Not even December next year, like, before, like, the end of June next year.
Yeah.
I'm saying, my birthday's in June. You know, if it comes out around June, you can get me a special birthday gift. You know.
Okay, so what day in June?
It's the 28th.
Is it 20th?
28th.
That's so far.
Yeah, you know, best day to be born. The day World War I started.
Okay, so for sure qualifiers are Momochi, Infiltration, Bonchan, Shien, Gamer B, Luffy.
Luffy's
been doing pretty good, man.
I really forget Luffy.
Ever since he won Evo, man, he's been on a roll. Tokido, of course. That murder face. Fudo. Mago. Daigo. Or Daddy. What?
Daigoro.
Daigoro. Or Daigoro. You know, as some people know him.
All his closest friends.
Kazunoko. Yeah.
Kazunoko.
They're Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
So he's he qualified by points, I believe, because I don't remember him winning a major either.
I was gonna say he's always like in top 8 or something like that usually at these tournaments that he's at.
Yeah, his points are, he's probably like a half the amount of points that the top player has. So, but he's in there. Nemo, which is another guy. I mean, he's... I saw a lot of gameplay of... I saw Nemo play a lot during during online games. Like, I watched a lot of YouTube.
Okay.
When it came to the, just online matches, from people. And Nemo was a name that I saw a lot, but I never saw him at tournaments too much. But now he's made a name for himself in the tournament scene. Xiaohai is in there. Justin Wong.
Justin Wong did make it?
Yeah.
I haven't, seen his name pop up, anywhere.
Yeah, he's all over the place. That guy's everywhere. Punko's in there. Huh? Crazy Punko. Taking off his shirt, drinking Red Bulls.
Is he the guy that almost...
Or he's the guy that beat Umehara and got a perfect on him in one of the rounds.
Who was the guy that got super excited and started celebrating before the match was over?
That's him, too. No. That's... That wasn't even for Street Fighter, though.
Oh, wasn't it?
No, that was for Exord.
X. Oh, Guilty Gear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Itasan. Itasan.
It's Crossord, dude. Because X is Exord. Always cross in Japan.
I don't care. I'm calling the Exord because I always have.
You know what the appropriate name for this button is on your PlayStation controller?
Yeah, cross.
The cross button.
I call it an X button.
You call it an X button?
Yeah. X, circle, square, triangle.
Yep. Proper name for it is cross button.
Yeah, well, sometimes I call the circle button O.
Yeah, no. I call it the X button, too. I mean, we're American.
I don't care. Ita-san with his Zangief also made it. And this guy... His Zangief got crazier, yeah. He's also a big name during the online matches.
We're going to do two Zangiefs, you think?
There's going to be two Zangiefs in there, man. I still prefer Snake Eyes over Ita-san, so... But he's I think he's the best Zangief in Japan, according to the rankings in the cabinets, I believe. Tompi, I don't know who this guy is, but apparently he's a qualifier.
Okay.
MF Tompi, dude. I don't know. I don't know what that is. Liquid Knuckle Dew.
Knuckle Dew.
He's a qualifier, yeah. Let me see. Dashio, he's a Seth player. Kioma, I don't know who that is. He's Brazilian. I don't know this guy. 801 Strider's in it. Daimanian. Haven't seen that guy in a while. Jiwa, Dark Jiwa, I don't know. He's a Chinese player, don't know him. Human Bomb's in it. Let's see, Shido. He's a Japanese player. I don't remember who he plays. Problem X from UK, don't know who that is. Gact, I know that guy. Don't see too much of him. Valmaster, he's a French player. I think he plays Rose. Mies from Japan also, don't really know that guy. Daku, he's a Chinese player. PR Rog is 32nd place.
That's it. Yeah, he's in.
But it doesn't say he's qualified for Capcom Cup.
Is there any more tournaments between
now? As far as I know, the last tournament was already played.
So then he's in.
I just don't understand why they didn't put the qualified under his name.
Maybe he can't show up. Maybe he hasn't confirmed that he's going to make it.
It's strange.
But it sounds like if he can make it, then he's in.
That's weird. Because even this list, it doesn't show, it shows him as 32nd, but not qualified. Is there really another tournament? Is there a tournament this weekend?
It can't be this weekend. It would have to be this week.
Or this past weekend. No. That's weird. I don't know. Yeah, he's... Oh, what? Oh, no. Somebody else qualified ahead of him. With 71 points. What the crap?
Is it just update right now?
Arubi Kao. No, he has 71 points. And he qualified. He must have won the tournament. Must have won a damn tournament. Mm. And he has 71 points.
Some up and
out of first place has 900 points.
Some dark horse. Oh, ready to God, surprise dude. The world. What's his name, dude?
He did PR Rock dirty, dude.
What's his name?
Arubi Kao.
Arubi Kao. We're going to
watch Taiwan. Him. He's Taiwanese.
We're going to watch this Taiwanese guy, dude. We're going to see if he's the upset that nobody saw coming.
What the crap?
If you won a tournament,
dude. Oh, my God, dude. If you won a tournament, it'd be pretty damn amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this guy could be the dark horse nobody saw coming.
Oh, I feel so bad for Pierre Rogge now.
I know, dude. That sucks. I was kind of hoping to see him there, dude. He's a fun player to watch.
Damn it. Pierre Rogge's a lot shorter in person than you would expect. When I saw him, dude, I didn't expect him to be that short. He looks taller on the screen.
Everybody does, dude. You know you're taller than, like, Ben Stiller, right?
I'm taller than Ben Stiller?
Yeah. Ben Stiller's pretty short.
He's pretty tall in his movie.
He's, like, in the 5-foot range.
Really?
I don't know the exact
He can't numbers. Be that short.
He's shorter than you and me.
Okay.
You look it up.
I guess you really can't tell.
Yeah. It's the angles, dude. It's the angles. But, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty exciting tournament. Actually, honestly, only knew about half the people you named, so.
Yeah, I know. I watch a lot more of the tournaments. And
so I could probably miss half
Next the tournament. Next time there's a tournament, I'll let you know.
And oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice for you to let me know. Maybe we can...
There's a tournament, like, almost every other week, dude. I swear to God.
Maybe we can go over, hang out, watch it together, get some beers and a pizza. Oh, Titan's totally down to hang out with us and go drinking.
Really?
When you want to take me drinking, I wear my Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
We just have to do it, like, on a Sunday or possibly a Tuesday.
Yeah, but you have to wear it, like, the whole time.
That we're all drinking, yeah.
Even from the car to the drinking place.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not going to take it to work or anything like
that.
No.
I just mean, like, while we're, like, hanging out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, you have to wear it the whole time. All right.
But I can adjust it if it starts to get uncomfortable.
Adjust it how?
Like, you know, like, reposition it. Like,
take it off?
Like, open it up and reposition it on my arm.
Okay, that's fine. Huh. Yeah, that's fine. As long as it doesn't come off.
I'm going to stress test this thing. I'm going to cry if it breaks. Just want you to know
that. Other little tidbits. Rainbow Six Siege. They talked about a lot of people killing their own teammates for experience points.
It's funny. That just came out today, too.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, and they said for their launch, they're not going to tolerate any team killing. So I don't know what they put into the game that makes it... I think more than likely it's probably just that you don't gain experience from killing your own teammates.
That makes sense. People trying to game the system.
Yeah. But apparently, yeah, you were gaining experience for killing teammates. But they weren't... so they weren't...
It's so easy to do, though, too.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Foxconn is making the makers of the iPhone, the assemblers. Is the ones that are making the NX.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to mention was the Bloodborne is their online is offline because of emergency maintenance, quote unquote.
Yeah.
There was apparently a huge exploit and other serious issues. So they say the online is going to be out for a few days. No real time frame.
So, I'm curious about that, because this it went down, like, over the weekend, right? I think it went down, like, over the weekend.
I'm not exactly sure when it went down.
Yet. I got a patch for Bloodborne today, so I'm wondering if it might be, if they might have fixed it already.
Well, the announcement was today. The actual announcement was today.
Yeah, but I already got a patch. So what would the patch be for, then?
I don't know. You can try the online mode. See what happens.
Yeah, I like playing online.
Or you can just not play online mode.
Oh, you know, I want to be able to choose if I get invaded. I know it's part of the experience, but you get invaded and people just stand there next to the enemies and, like, wait for you to come to them so they can gank you with the enemies. And I'm like, dude, come down here. If you're gonna spend the time to invade my world, just be a man about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I just play offline now. Is it time for Twitter question of the week?
I forgot about Twitter question of the week, dude. I thought we were ending.
Oh, man. What would happen to this podcast if I wasn't here?
What is the Twitter question of the week? I don't even know what it
Twitter
is.
Question.
I never know what it is.
No, you don't. How often do you buy a game that you don't have the time to play? All right, we got two responses.
Oh, my God.
We got one response on this one.
Yeah.
This is from Riddle Master. I don't buy games very often, however. Steam sales, so many bundles. But that was their response. I'm not sure if that answers the question, really. How often do you buy a game, and you're like, you know, I don't even have time to play this?
Was that our only response?
That was our only response. Okay. Yeah. Actually, let me check the emails real quick while you give your answer.
Okay. I also don't buy games very often. I'm in a bit of a debt situation where I can't afford really to buy games all the damn time. And I'm also in a situation where I work so much, not so much anymore, but where I work so much. And even the job I had before this, I would work 6 days a week. And so I would buy a lot of games and not really have that much time to play any of them. And especially because, you know, my setup is in the living room.
Right.
Where everybody else is watching TV.
You gotta play on your TV.
Yeah, dude, it's a big screen TV. I'm not going to play in a little dinky 32-inch when I got a 55-inch living room, dude. But now, I don't even know why I didn't think of this sooner. Oh, probably because of the graphics. I have a TV in place of a monitor on my desk. So I have two TVs now. Right. No actual computer monitor. So I can just hook it up to that TV and play it through and on the TV on a 32-inch. You know, dinky, in the living room, right?
Dinky 32.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it, dude. But it's but it's an option, though.
Yeah.
So, I've done that a couple times.
Is that you're playing your, streaming your Isaac off your 32-inch?
Not every single one of them hasn't been, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there has been some.
There's been some where I have the TV, yes. But, right. Yeah, like, I oh my god, Steam? I bought so many games that I just haven't even played. I bought stupid South Park, dude, because I wanted to play when. Remember when it went on sale?
Yeah.
When it went on sale on Steam and PlayStation, and I ended up buying it for Steam anyway.
Like a damn fool.
I think it was like a dollar difference or something.
Yeah, it's like so minimal.
it was like a dollar difference. But I was like, no, I'm gonna buy the cheaper one, dude. So anyway, I still haven't played that. Yeah, and I got the DLC for that one, too. Because the DLC was like 75 cents or some stupid thing, dude.
They have DLC?
Yeah, they have DLC. It's costume packs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they give you, like, bonuses for certain stats or whatever.
Oh, pay to win. Got it. All right, I see what you're saying.
But, I mean, I still haven't played it. It's there on my Steam. I haven't opened up Steam in, like, months, dude, but I still bought the game.
Yeah.
And I bought like the not the last two, but I bought a couple Humble Bundles, and I don't open up Steam. I don't use Steam. Like, I don't play my games, but yet I bought two more bundles. Even after I stopped playing on Steam, I bought two more bundles, and then I bought the, you know, this AAA title, right, South yeah. Park and stuff, and I have not opened up Steam.
So, oh man,
I really don't know why. I don't know why I did it. Well, I did it because I wanted South Park and it was hella cheap.
Yeah,
that's that. And the Humble Bundle, well, Humble Bundles because they're pretty cheap.
They're pretty cheap.
It's like I only wanted like one game on the bundles.
Yeah,
and they came with a bunch of other ones. I don't know.
There's always like one or two other good ones on there.
Why do I do that?
I don't know.
Why do I do that?
You know what? You're not alone.
I should have just bought it for PlayStation when I had the chance.
Oh, man. Is anybody a psychiatrist? I think Jeff needs some help right now.
You know what? The funny thing is, I was disappointed when I did that. Like, not right away, though. It took like a couple days for me to be like, why did I do that? And I was like, nah, I'll play it. Still haven't played it.
Still haven't played it.
Haven't even opened up Steam. I haven't even opened up Steam, dude.
Wow, it's not even installed on your computer yet.
I don't even know how many updates there's been, dude. I'm probably going to open up Steam. There's going to be like a, you know, like 5 gigabytes of updates, dude.
It's just going to crash your computer.
Oh, man.
Okay. My response now. Yes. We have Star Wars Battlefront. Haven't even put that thing in my PlayStation yet. Actually, not true. I did put it in so it could be ready to play. Haven't played it.
You got the disc?
Got the disc, yeah.
Why'd you get the disc?
Because I got the disc.
Why'd you get the disc?
Because I got it.
You're all against the discs.
Because I'm running out of hard drive space.
Well, you can erase something.
Dude.
Do you play every game that's on your hard drive?
No.
Exactly! You just erase it, and when you want to play, you put it back.
I have a hard time doing that, dude. I like seeing it there, ready
to go. Yeah, I know.
But...
I'm all about the discs.
So, yeah, I mean, I do that. I do that all the time. I have... Dude, like... Probably 70% of the games that I own, like, in physical format, I haven't played.
Jesus, man! I haven't even started them?
Because you go in the store, they have those, like, buy one, get two, or something, like, buy two, get one. At least
I start my games,
you're like, you know, I want this game, and I want this game, and I can get this game for free? Like, hell yeah, dude. Easy decision right here. And then I'm like, oh, wait, but I got this game that just came out. I'm going to play this. Like, oh, that game came out? And, like, then the next thing I know, like, a new console's come out, and I haven't even touched that game yet. And I
was like, talking about PlayStation 3 games?
Yeah, I'm talking about PlayStation 3 games.
Damn,
dude. I did get my PlayStation 3 pretty late in the cycle, though. Like, 2 years before the PS4 came out.
I got mine, I think, within a year and a half after it came out. Which is still a long time. A year and a half is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have a bunch of games. I have PlayStation 2 games that I bought on sale.
You can't tell me you haven't played them.
Used games that I haven't played.
Oh, used games.
Yeah.
So you bought them after PS2 era was over.
Yeah, sometimes, or, like, near the end of it and stuff like that. But, like, I still do with new games. Most of that 70%, probably over half of that are used games, or, like, under $20 at that point, yeah.
Yeah, should be.
But they're all games I want to play. Cause, you know, that's why I bought them. Like, in my head, like, yeah, I want to play this game. I've been following this game. I've been, you know, been waiting, you know, salivating for the day I can, like, afford to buy this game in the PlayStation 3 or whatever, and I get it, and I'm just like, yeah, anyway. I haven't beat God of War 3. I own it. Don't know how that trilogy ends.
You need to let me borrow that game, because I want to play that game.
Have you already played the first two?
I played the first two. I have the first two.
Yeah.
I didn't buy the third one. I wanted it really bad, but I just couldn't buy it. I couldn't buy games.
You can get the Enhanced Edition one, the PS4 edition.
Is that out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll buy that then.
Yeah, I only have the PS3
If they one. Have the HD, yeah, if they have an HD version of it, I'll do that.
Yeah, just get yourself the HD version. I'm borrowing my goddamn...
No, right, especially when I haven't opened it yet.
No, I think that was
used. No one's taking plastic off my case.
Yeah, dude, that is the taboo.
It is, it really is, dude. I don't like people opening up my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because they're going to cut it wrong, they're going to cut into the
case. Yeah, right? Yeah, dude, they're going to scratch it, they're going to do something to it. But, rip the paper,
but,
stretch the plastic.
I'm starting to get a little bit of self-control in my problems. I'm starting to get a little bit of self-controls. I didn't even look at the last Steam sale. I didn't look at it at all to see what games were on. So,
oh, yeah, I don't know.
I don't
go to Steam anymore.
Yeah. That's helping me out a lot, not going on Steam anymore. Like I said,
I think a lot of the thing for me not going on Steam is because my computer can't power most of the games up on it. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I don't even go on Steam. I know there's a lot of games. There's indie games, too.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, when you see these AAA titles, dude, that are, like, so cheap, and you just want to buy them, but you know your computer's not going to play them, or they're going to play them and they're really low quality, it's just like, eh. I should probably stop doing that.
Yeah. And like I said, the Black Friday sales that were going on PlayStation were, you know, Wolfenstein was like $9, DLC was $10, Order 1886 was $10. You know, a lot of games that I want to play, even if they got battery, you still want to play them, you know? Because, I mean, like, $10 for Order 1886, and it's like a 2-hour movie that you get to play.
As much as people talk crap.
It's a movie ticket, man. Yeah. It's one movie ticket. Bam, you're getting the same amount of enjoyment you get out of a movie. $10, good price for it.
I like that reasoning.
Yeah.
I like it.
You can't get it now for that price. You missed your chance.
Yeah, you could probably get it used, though. For that price.
Maybe. But, like, all these games were on sale, and I was like, no. I literally had the conscious thought to myself when I was looking at these, and I was like, I'm going to get this. And I stopped, and I said, am I going to play it? Am I really going to play it? I got, like, Fallout 4 right now. I got Bloodborne.
Yeah, you haven't even finished your Bloodborne trophy.
Yeah, I haven't finished my Bloodborne trophy. I haven't even done the DLC yet. And I want to play that DLC. Actually, I haven't been playing a lot of video games this past weekend. That's one of the reasons why. Yeah, I just thought to myself, like, do I need this game at $9? Is this game never going to be $9 again? Or am I going to get it as a PlayStation Plus freebie?
It's still $10 on Amazon, by the way.
Oh, well, there you go. Pick it up. Then let me borrow it. But,
dude, I'm not really against the game. Like,
yeah.
I think it was the people that drove me away from it, dude. All the it's just a movie. It's just a movie. I was like, I let the people choose for me is what happened, dude.
Yeah. And you have to tell the people that you're in control of buying it.
Right, yeah, now. And I wanted the game, dude. I wanted the stupid game.
Dude, pick it up for $10. Do it.
I promise you.
Do it. Free shipping, and worry about when it's going to show up.
Free shipping? Can't do free shipping on $10.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't on $10.
You need to spend at least 30?
Like 30, 35. Okay, well, you get yourself...
Now buy yourself another video game, Jeff.
Get yourself Until Dawn, because you know you're going to love it.
Yeah, Until Dawn is definitely a game I want to play.
And then, bam, there you go. Free shipping. I'm a problem solver. That's what I do. I solve problems. Oh, man, it's been a long one. All right, I'll be dang. I'm gonna give you a follow, cause I've been trying to watch your stream every time.
I've been telling this guy to follow you for a long time. I told him you're a cool hillbilly.
and then I was like, I don't know about those hillbilly people though, Jeff. But you know what? You let me know, I'll be dang, that you're not a hillbilly. You let me know. So now I'm gonna try extra hard to watch one of your shows.
Or to not call you hillbilly.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't know. All I'm saying.
What's that?
I don't know.
That's just weird, dude.
It's probably the closest I'll ever come to a Christopher Walken impersonation right there is what that was.
What you do is you grab a free range chicken. I don't care how you get it.
I don't care how you get it.
I think that was pretty bad.
All I'm saying is I'll be danged. I'm going to try to watch your show now. I'm going to click on the follow so that it tells me when you go live. Because I've been trying really hard, and it hasn't been working. Thanks for listening, I'll be dang.
That was bad,
yeah. I can't hear it. I can't hear how off it is.
Yeah.
You should actually watch the guy, though. Yeah. I've tried. I've done the search. I pulled up his thing like 6 times out of the past week. And he's never been online streaming every time I've done it. So, it's not for lack of trying. And it's just, I've literally never clicked on follow when I wasn't watching the stream.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think it's just ease of use. So you see the stream, you're watching, like, hey, bam, follow button. There it is.
Yeah. I see you.
Thanks for listening, people. As always, you got any questions, uncorkgamers@gmail.com. Send them in. We'll read them on the air. Answer them as best as we can. You can also hit us up on our Twitter, @uncorkgamers. You could sock me on Facebook, like I'll be danged.
What was that about? What the hell was that about?
I gotta hear that story. When you watch him and I can't find him on stream, let me know what that story was about. Yeah, thanks for listening. You can always find me Vegan Dan almost everything. That's probably how he found me. It must have been how he found me. Somehow Vegan Dan must have been associated with my Facebook.
I have no idea. It sounds creepy to me.
It sounds like a super fan. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Someone going through the trouble.
Well, he does listen to the podcast every time.
Yeah, tells his viewers to listen to it.
I mean, yeah, he really does. Yeah.
Should we call him Super Fan of the Month?
He's Super Fan of the Month.
There you go, I'll be dang. Super Fan of the Month. That honor goes to you, our very first officially sanctified Uncorked Gamer Super Fan of the Month.
All right, you can catch me on twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
In fact, you can catch him every Tuesday night when he does the after podcast show. Yeah,
after podcast show.
That will happen sometime between 9 and 10 o'clock, usually. Yes. but it could be later, depending on when Jeff gets off work.
Probably now.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Later.
Our special PlayStation experience next time. What?
Yeah.